Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
For many school leavers, studying medicine at third level is the dream. But apart from the very high CAO points that students need and sometimes the lottery to get a place, are there other barriers in the way of becoming a medic? And are those barriers easier to overcome if aspiring doctors come from a place of privilege? Well, our reporter Maura Fay has been looking into this for us and she's with us here now. Hello, Maura.
Hi, Claire.
So is there evidence to suggest that there is a privilege gap in medicine, that it's real?
There is, Claire, and markedly so. The latest research on this was published in 2022 by the Higher Education Authority. They use deprivation index scores to assess the socioeconomic profiles of higher education students in Ireland. This data is used to drive change and promote accessibility of third level education to everyone. Specifically in medicine, only 5% of students were from disadvantaged backgrounds. The average for all the other fields of study was 10%. 34% of students studying medicine were considered to be from affluent backgrounds, and the average for all other college courses was 20%.
So the barriers then, what are they to people from disadvantaged backgrounds who want to pursue medicine as a career?
Well, I've been speaking to medical professionals about this. One thing that has happened in recent years is the introduction of graduate entry medicine. That is a medical degree programme specifically designed for students who already hold a bachelor's degree in a different field. It's generally regarded as having helped promote greater diversity and increased access to medicine. I spoke to Dr. Stephen Guilfoyle. He's from Birr in Offaly. He went to Adesh Secondary School and he got 570 points in his Leaving Cert. It was the highest points anybody in his year got, but it still wouldn't have been enough to be offered a place on a medicine degree course through the CAO. He did an undergraduate degree in psychology at the University of Limerick and then graduated from their graduate medicine programme in 2023. And he's currently working as a senior house officer in Dublin. He told me why he thinks medicine is a tough career to access for people who don't come from a privileged background.
I think there are a lot of barriers to studying medicine, at whether that's at undergraduate level or at graduate level. I think the playing field is uneven from even secondary school level, where some schools are less funded than others. Some schools have better facilities, resources, teacher-to-student ratios, and I think that immediately introduces an unlevel playing field for sought after courses like medicine. Medicine nowadays, I think at undergraduate level, requires 6 to 5 in the Leaving Cert. In my opinion, I think there are a lot more financial barriers to pursuing graduate medicine as opposed to undergraduate medicine. The reason for this is because I suppose the GAMSAT itself, which is the entrance exam you need to study to get into graduate medicine, is quite expensive in itself. I believe it's €370. There are preparation courses for the GAMSAT, which are incredibly expensive and can vary from hundreds of euro to thousands of euro. I think if you have the financial means to access these courses, that again introduces an unlevel playing field. Then once you're actually in a medical course, there are a number of financial barriers even throughout your studies. For example, students who need to work a part-time job on top of their studies are automatically at a disadvantage because time is being taken away from their study. Then there's the financial stress, you know, worrying about money. If you didn't have that stress, you might be able to focus better on your exams.
Financial stress is what Stephen calls it. How much does it cost more to do the graduate entry medicine course?
So at the University of Limerick, the fees for their programme are €15,000, €922 per annum. I asked Stephen how he was able to cover the cost of his studies.
I was very lucky in so far as I was offered a bursary to cover the cost of my living expenses throughout my studies. So that gave me €3,000 per semester for the 4 years that I was studying. And then I would work over the Christmas breaks and summer breaks to bring that up. In terms of my tuition fees, I took out a loan from Bank of Ireland to cover the cost of my tuition fees.
Are there changes that you'd like to see happen in terms of funding available to students who want to pursue medicine?
Yeah, so I suppose one of the main things is that the Bank of Ireland loan, which was previously offered specifically to graduate entry medical students, has since been discontinued back in 2022, I believe. For a lot of people, including myself, this was their lifeline, their only means of getting into graduate entry medicine. I think it's an incredible shame that this has been discontinued, and I would like to see the introduction of more low interest student loans specifically towards graduate entry medical students. Graduate entry medicine is a level 8 NFQ, and for that reason students are not eligible for grants a lot of the time because they're pursuing a second degree at the same level. So for example, they would not be eligible for the SUSE grant. I think it would be good to see the introduction of more grants and stipends available to students who are from a poorer socioeconomic background. I'd like to see an increased number of scholarships and bursaries available as well to students from a more diverse population.
So that's Stephen, now Dr. Stephen Guilfoyle, and he mentioned a Bank of Ireland loan there which was specifically available, as he explained, to graduate entry medicine students. Maura, has the bank said why they stopped offering that loan?
A spokesperson for the bank told me that there was declining demand for it, so they made the decision to remove it, but they added that Bank of Ireland supports students in financing their education through a range of other loans which are available for undergraduates and postgraduates.
So what's the view of the Medical Council on all of this?
I spoke to the President of the Medical Council, Dr. Suzanne Crow, and she was very supportive of what Stephen was saying. She said in her own experience, she wouldn't have been able to study medicine without being able to access a grant.
It was a big headache for my parents when I started talking about doing medicine because nobody in my family had gone to university before, so the cost was a big concern. I was very lucky that I got a grant from Wicklow County Council, but it's a very long course. I think that's what is often not appreciated. It's not a 3 or 4 year degree. I did a 6 year degree, so that's a long time to need financial support. So I worked part-time jobs as a waiter the whole way through college, as did many other students. But with the graduate entry medicine course, it's a compressed course and there isn't time to work part-time. And so how students support themselves, it's a big worry.
What kind of supports are out there from people who may be facing financial challenges pursuing medicine as a career?
To be honest, there's a lot to be done there. There aren't great supports. There's a very good programme that's run through Trinity College. It's called the Trinity Access Programme, and they provide a programme that brings students in who may have left school without completing their Leaving Cert, and they bring them through a science programme that can lead into studying medicine and graduating as a doctor. But other than that, there aren't great supports, and it's definitely an area that could be worked on.
Are there particular measures that you'd like to see happen?
I'd love to see a dropping of financial barriers. Application fees to do the HPAT exam is a big one. The courses to prepare for the HPAT are very expensive as well. What you find is that students coming from more affluent backgrounds have the opportunity to do these courses once or twice and sit the exam several times, whereas children coming from less advantaged backgrounds have only one chance, which they may have saved up for, and that's very unfair.
So that's the President of the Medical Council, Dr. Suzanne Crow. So is there anything being done to address all of this at a government policy level?
I asked the Department of Further and Higher Education, and they said that in 2022 it was announced that 200 additional places will be added in Irish medical schools by 2026. So far, 160 of those additional places have been delivered, and this means that more students than ever have the opportunity to study medicine. In relation to the cost of the HPAT, they say it is an independently administered by the Australian Council for Educational Research on behalf of the university's medical schools and the RCSI. The selection criteria and the process for admission to medical schools is a matter for those institutions, so it's not a matter for the department. But they say that they have been examining the cost of graduate entry medicine, and that unlike other second undergraduate degree programmes, the state does provide a subsidy to universities towards the cost of provision of those places for EU students.
Now, we should also say that there are other less obvious maybe reasons why it's important to address the privilege gap in medicine, and you've been talking to Suzanne about those too.
Yes, absolutely. It's not just a simple matter of fairness. Dr. Crow says that having doctors from a range of socioeconomic backgrounds can lead to better experience for patients.
All right, thank you very much. That's Maura Fay, our reporter there. Still to come in the next hour of the programme, can you keep a secret and why are some people so much better at it than others? From LA wildfires to our own recent Arctic air mass, just how prepared are we for extreme weather events? And Spain proposes a clampdown on holiday homes for non-EU residents. We're going to have the very latest on all of that back after this quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.